This is Radio Nepal. I'm Dela Prasai with the news headlines first. Government to present Nepal's Constitution Second Amendment Bill 2077 in the Parliament today. Janata Samajwadi Party decides to vote for Constitution Amendment Bill to incorporate coat of arms in newly updated map of Nepal. Deputy Prime Minister Ishwar Pokhrel urges for unity in Constitution Amendment. Nepal's coronavirus cases reach 5,062 with confirmation of additional 448 new cases. National death toll counts 16. Ministry of Finance registers a petition at Supreme Court asking to vacate its interim order on tax-paying provision issued on Wednesday, and more than 427,000 people die from coronavirus globally. Now the news in detail. The government is presenting the Nepal's Constitution Second Amendment 2077 Bill in the meeting of the House of Representatives today. The government will present the amendment bill after approving the Constitution Amendment Bill from Federal Parliament that was registered earlier, including the new map of Nepal with territories including Limpia, Dhural, Lipu Lake and Kalapani. General Secretary at the Federal Parliament, Dr. Bharat Raj Gautam, said the amendment bill would be discussed in the House before presenting it in the Parliament. He informed Minister for Law, Justice and Federal Affairs Dr. Sivamaya Tumbahampe will present the proposal to pass the bill from the Parliament at the meeting of the House of Representatives to be held this afternoon. Meanwhile, the Janata Samajwadi Party has decided to vote in Constitution Amendment Bill to incorporate coat of arms in the newly updated map of Nepal. Janata Samajwadi Party leader Keshav Jha informed that yesterday's meeting of the office bearers decided to vote in the support of the Constitution Amendment Bill presented by the government in the House of Representatives. Janata Samajwadi Party lawmaker Sarita Giri had earlier registered a separate bill demanding government to withdraw the bill presented by the government. However, the parliamentary party already directed parliamentarian Giri to withdraw the bill. Deputy Prime Minister and Minister for Defence Ishwar Pokhrel has urged one and all to be united for the Constitution Amendment. Issuing a press note on Friday, Deputy Prime Minister Pokhrel has asked the demonstrators who are staging street protests by putting forth different demands to be serious and sensitive to the current situation, urging them to unite in favour of Constitution Amendment that is taking place from the Parliament on Saturday, stating that although it was a democratic right to peacefully protest or voice one's dissent, he urged one and all to acknowledge the fact that we're at the higher risk of spread of COVID-19 and remain sensitive at such a. He also committed to making the expenditure of COVID-19 treatment public soon. The death toll due to coronavirus infection in Nepal has reached 16 with the confirmation of one more death. Addressing the regular press briefing yesterday, spokesperson at the Ministry of Health and Population, Dr. Jageshwar Gautam, confirmed that the coronavirus-related death toll reached 16 after the PCR test report of a 57-year-old man from Orgathachi who died on the 11th of June came positive. Spokesperson Gautam further added that the deceased had returned from India some 12 days ago. He was admitted at Lumbini Hospital in Butwal following respiratory complications while staying at local quarantine. Spokesperson Dr. Gautam further said with the confirmation of 448 new cases yesterday, the total number of coronavirus cases in Nepal reached 5,062. Spokesperson Dr. Gautam also informed that coronavirus infection has now spread to 72 districts with confirmation of virus infection in 4,709 males and 353 females in total. 16 people returned home yesterday after health recovery from virus infection. As of now, 877 people have returned home following health recovery. A total of 146 Nepali women who returned home from Kuwait have been kept in Bhaktapur Kharipati-based quarantine facility. After two women in the group were suspected of COVID-19, all other returnees, including 9 children, were also quarantined. The two had tested negative for the COVID-19 in the test conducted on them before leaving for Nepal. But as they were screened during their arrival at Trivani International Airport, they were found with fever. COVID-19 Crisis Management Committee CCMC Bhaktapur Coordinator as well as Chief District Officer of Bhaktapur Humkala Pandey shared that all 146 persons returning from Kuwait were kept in quarantine after two were found to be feverish. The Ministry of Finance and the Department of Inland Revenue have jointly registered a petition at the Supreme Court against its interim order asking the government to arrange necessary provisions to pay tax within 30 days of easing lockdown completely. The Office of the Attorney General filed the petition to vacate the interim order on behalf of the government bodies. On Wednesday, the Supreme Court had issued an interim order to grant 30-day time for the submission of tax of to the end of the lockdown. You're listening to Radio Nepal, 8 a.m. English News Bulletin. Time for a short break now.
हजुर दर्शन
भाग्यवानी बाबु राम्ररी आइपुग्नु भयो नि
हजुर राम्ररी पुगे उ चाहिँ मेरो कलेजको बेस्ट फ्रेन्ड
नमस्ते बाबुजी
नमस्ते आउनु न भित्रै
हुन्छ बाबुजी
अनि दादा त अफिस गइसक्नु भयो होला है
उहाँ त बिहानै हो हुन्छ तपाईहरु फ्रेश हुँदै गर्नु न म खाना तयार गर्दै गर्छु है
हस हस बाबुजी
ओए वाईफाई होला नि पासवर्ड माग्न
हे त पनि एनटीसी को सस्तो डे प्याक छदैछ नि
ए हो र
एनटीसी को डे प्याक लिन एस्ट्रिक 1415 हैश डायल गर्न
नेपाल टेलिकम राष्ट्रको संचार
Welcome back and can we continue with the rest of the updates. The Education and Health Committee under the House of Representatives has directed the Ministry of Education, Science and Technology to ensure continuation of learning activities of poor students and make special arrangements for students with disabilities. The committee suggested that economic sources should be ensured to make learning activities of students belonging to community schools effective, conduct its routine monitoring, manage required technology and infrastructure and provide training to human resources in those schools. Stressing the need to keep uniformity among community and institutional schools in teaching and learning activities, the committee suggested the ministry to manage salaries to school teachers and staffs as determined by the government. The Nepal-Israel Coronavirus Consultative Committee has been formed for sharing knowledge and experience on COVID-19 treatment. Nepali Embassy in Israel on the 26th of May coordinated a virtual meeting to share Israeli experience and success obtained in the prevention and control of coronavirus infection. Nepali Ambassador to Israel, Dr. Anjan Shaki, informed that the consultative mechanism was constituted to help lessen negative impacts resulting from coronavirus pandemic through dialogue as well as for necessary medical management. Outgoing South Korean Ambassador to Nepal, Park Yong-sik, held a farewell meeting with President Bidya Devi Bhandari at the latter's office Sital Nivas yesterday. Spokesperson at the office of the President, Hari Prasad Dahal, said various aspects of Nepal-South Korea relations were discussed during the meeting. Ambassador Park also had the farewell visit to Prime Minister KP Sharma Oli yesterday itself. The Nepal Armed Police Force have opened fire after a group of Indians crossed the frontier, killing one man and wounding two. It was the latest in a series of incidents along the border which Nepal has tightened since imposing a nationwide lockdown in March. Sarlahi Chief District Officer Mohan Bahadur GC said about 30 Indians crossed nearly 100 meter yachts into Nepal's territory and clashed with the police when they were stopped. Despite warning, the Indian mob tried to seize the gun from the police when the incident took place, which left three injured in Indian side and three security personnel in Nepal side. The injured security personnel are undergoing treatment at Malangwa Hospital. Chief District Officer Jesus said the situation at the border now is normal and the health condition of the injured security personnel is also normal. Various organizations related to tourism and culture submitted a memorandum to Culture, Tourism and Civil Aviation Minister Yogesh Kumar Bhattarai furnishing suggestions on tourism policy formulation. After submitting a memo to Minister Bhattarai yesterday, the former chair of Nepal Tours and Travel Agents, C.N. Pandey, said They suggested reframing tourism acts in line with the federal system, sell tour and travel packages only from the registered firms. The team also suggested restricting foreigners to visit or take tour of any natural or cultural and historical sites without a Nepali guide. Kanti Children's Hospital has developed an app to facilitate online ticketing. Minister for Health and Population Bhanubhakta Dhakal launched the app amid a function in Kathmandu yesterday. On the occasion, Minister Dhakal said this app would save customers time and is the treatment process. Hospital's director, Dr. Krishna Prasad Powder, said that with this, customers can book tickets online from 9 a.m. to 1 p.m. You're listening to Radio Nepal, ATM English News Bulletin. We continue with the international updates now. U.S. President Donald Trump has said the controversial chokehold method for restraining some suspects should, generally speaking, quoting and quoting, be ended. Some U.S. police forces have moved to ban chokeholds since the outbreak of anti-racism protests sparked by the death of George Floyd, an African-American. Floyd died after a white official knelt on his neck for 9 minutes. Trump said it would be a very good thing to ban chokeholds, but they may still be needed in some situations. The president's comments come with Democrats and Republicans in the U.S. Congress trying to hammer out the details of a police reform bill, the proposed Justice and Policing Act of 2020. The total number of coronavirus cases across the world has crossed 7.7 million. As per the data collected by data analyst Worldometer, more than 427,000 people have died of coronavirus infection across the world. The total number of recovery from the coronavirus infection has crossed 3.91 million, while there are 3.37 million active cases across the world. Meanwhile, Brazil records more than 829,000 coronavirus infection cases only after the USA, which has official records of 2 million cases of coronavirus infection. Russia also counts more than 511,000 corona infected people. Meanwhile, India has come to the fourth place on the list with more than 309,000 coronavirus cases. India has also registered more than 8,890 deaths due to coronavirus infection. The United Nations has warned that three quarters of the aid programs backed by its agencies in war-ravaged Yemen will have to shutter in weeks without more funding, even as both COVID-19 and cholera continue to spread in the country, facing the world's worst humanitarian crisis. Yemen's long-running conflict mainly pits Houthi rebels against a pro-government camp supported by a military coalition led by Saudi Arabia and the United Arab Emirates. The fighting has left some 24 million Yemenis, more than two-thirds of the population, to rely on some form of aid. International donors placed $1.35 billion for Yemen at a conference on June 2nd, but that was well below $2.4 billion fundraising target needed to prevent severe cutbacks in the United Nations aid operation. Now, the journal for the forecast for the country for today. Forecasting division says the weather is likely to be generally cloudy throughout the country. Light to moderate rain is likely to occur at some places of Province 1, Bagmati Province, Karnali Province and Far West Province, and at a few places of Province 2 and 5. Kathmandu's weather report now. Maximum temperature of 30.9 degrees Celsius and minimum temperature of 19.8 degrees Celsius. With this news, we have come to the end of this bulletin. But before we wrap up the headlines once again. Government to present Nepal's Constitution Second Amendment Bill 2077 in the Parliament today. Janata Samajwadi Party decides to vote for Constitution Amendment Bill to incorporate coat of arms in newly updated map of Nepal. Deputy Prime Minister Ishwar Pokhrel urges for unity in Constitution Amendment. Nepal's coronavirus cases reach 5,062 with confirmation of additional 448 new cases. National death toll counts 60. Ministry of Finance registers a petition at Supreme Court asking to vacate its interim order on tax-paying provision issued on Wednesday, and more than 427,000 people died from coronavirus globally. Well, that's all that we have for this edition. Our next English News edition will be at 2 in the afternoon. You can also log on to our website www.radionepal.gov.in for more news and online programs. Stay tuned and have a good day.